Annabelle Neesham is a new name to our radio program on a Saturday with our radio and TV. She's the foreman for the Kiramar David Eustace stable, and we thank her for joining us. Morning, Annabelle.
Morning, how are you?
Very well indeed. Thanks for joining us. Kieran spoke to him through the week, and he's so busy these days with all these teams. It's just great to have you on, and you're looking after a stable that I guess is building.
Yeah, it's gradually building. We're full at the moment, and a lot of nice young horses coming through. Not a huge amount of runners at the moment as a result of having so many youngsters here, but certainly a couple of nice chances in today.
What's your story? You got a bloodstock background?
Oh, I grew up hunting and eventing in England, and was very interested in the jumps racing, and then it sort of led towards the flat racing, and yeah, started out in the bloodstock side of things, and then did some breaking in and what have you, and ended up out here 3 years ago.
Okay, so you're still pretty well hands-on riding work and getting a feel of these horses?
Yeah, I do a bit of everything. Try not to ride every morning, but probably three or four mornings a week I'm riding five or six.
Okay. You've got to taking a few good chances to Rosehill today. Mr. Belvedere is an interesting runner. He was good in that first run in Australia there at last start.
He was, yeah. When you look back through his English form, he's a pretty sort of dour stayer, you would think. His last four runs, I think, were all at a mile and a half back there, but he's a very honest horse, and I think it was, to be honest, a bit of a surprise that win first up over the mile, but he showed a really good turn of foot, and if he can replicate that today, you'd have to say he'll be right in it.
Do you think with these one-pace sort of English stayers, when they come to Australia, we train them different and put more speed in their legs?
Yeah, possibly, and certainly Kieran, he likes to, a horse like this, he likes to use racing to get them fit. So first up, he'd have been fairly fresh. We wouldn't have given him too many. He'd have had more sort of short, sharp gallops to keep him that little bit sharper. Mm-hmm. I don't. It's hard to know. Some of them wouldn't be capable of probably winning over that sort of trip first up. But I think just because they've been winning over a longer distance doesn't mean if you can freshen them up that they can't hit the board earlier on in the prep.
Yeah. How long has he been with you? Has he just arrived this week, or have you had him for a week or so? Or
yeah, he only came up this week. He's been trained out of Ballarat. He's also spent a bit of time on the beach. Those sort of horses in Europe haven't had anything like the beach, so it's just something different and keeps their mind fresh.
You know a bit about Yogi. He's been in the Sydney stable. He's usually good fresh.
Yeah, he is. Last prep he won first up over 18 at Caulfield. He hasn't actually been out in a paddock since the Sydney Cup. We've kept him in work, but he pulled up. He's an older horse. He's got a few miles on the clock. He pulled up with a few niggles after the Sydney Cup, so we actually got him to the beach for a month and did plenty of work in the deep sand with him. And he's moving as well as ever. He trialled really well sort of 10 days ago, and I think he's spot on for this. And, I wouldn't be surprised to see him hit the board first up fresh.
Long way to the beach from Warwick Farm.
Yeah, it is, but it's that good. It's worth the trip there, and, you know, the travel doesn't do them any harm. He's used to it.
Yeah, for sure. Belita Race 7 looks a bit of a one-pace type of mare.
Yeah, she's a nice mare. We've sort of been through all her replays back in America, and she does seem quite one-paced, but if the tempo is strong, and I think the barrier is a little bit awkward because there's several of those inside of it going forward. But if we can slot in behind the leading pair and there's a good tempo, we should see her running on well. There's probably another race for her in a couple of weeks' time over a bit further. So it might be a difficult task to win today, but it'd be no surprise to see her finish in the top three.
What do you think would be your best winning chance there today?
I think Yogi.
Yogi?
Flying.
Okay.
Yep.
Any whispers from Melbourne? I see that you would have had that horse Igniting here at some stage.
Yeah, Igniting had his first prep here. He's drawn a little bit awkwardly, again, out wide. But if he can get cover and switch off and relax, then he's a really smart horse. Kieran's got quite a big opinion of him. And of course, Pacadali, he was the last start winner. He's got Tio still on his back, claiming three. And he should be pretty hard to beat, race five.
Beautiful. Good luck today, Annabelle.
All right, thank you.